Just alongside the Tuscany LRT station, you'll find Journey Church. The church has recently opened their doors to those experiencing homelessness and other vulnerabilities to have a place to eat and rest, knowing they'll be safe. Rob Ellis, a volunteer for the daytime service at Journey Church, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network about what the church is doing and what they're providing.
We're inviting a little more than 200 people a week to come in, and we provide them with clothing and hot food and cereal and hot chocolate. My specialty is hot chocolate with marshmallows on top of it. And it's fun because we are able to develop a relationship with a lot of them. We become friends, and they know that it's a safe place to come to. My father grew up in a Cree reserve in Saskatchewan, so I would say about 75% of homeless friends are from different Indigenous backgrounds, and they come from Manitoba to Saskatchewan to Alberta to BC. They're from all over Canada, and they are wonderful people. Absolutely wonderful.
Mother Nature has been throwing all sorts of weather at us this winter, and Ellis says that the weather affects their work just a little.
We thought it would fluctuate with the cold weather, and obviously we get a few more people come through the door when it is really desperately cold. However, we're finding that they want to come here for rest, and they want to come here for food. The weather is no longer the major issue. They want to come here just to feel like they have a safe place all day long, and that they can get some food and have some rest, and they won't lose any of their items that they have with them. So we kind of protect them as a family.
Ellis says he's very happy about what's been happening at the church and is delighted about all he has learned.
The knowledge that I've gained in the last 4 months has been incredible. The homeless people, they are very much family-driven. They stay together, they know each other, they help each other, and they direct their paths each and every day. So, for example, if they can find a place that serves the best hot chocolate in Calgary, they tell everybody about it. They come here and they kind of enjoy each other's company. And so I've learned a lot from each and every individual in the last 4 months.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.